Zach, welcome back to the show. Congrats on the new contract. How you doing?
Good, guys. Can't complain. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Zach, as a player, like, are you really heavily involved with your agent on the negotiations, or does he just kind of tell you, okay, I'm talking to the orders, and I'll tell you when it's done? How does it go for you?
Well, it wasn't too difficult. I think me personally, I knew that Peter Chiarelli gave me a great opportunity with Edmonton last year, and I know I still have a lot to prove to him and to a lot of people in the organization. And I was just really happy to hear they wanted me back, and numbers wasn't a big thing with me. I'm just really excited to get the opportunity to come back and play with Edmonton starting from a full season.
Now, Zach, you're comfortable now because you know the head coach, and Todd McClellan late in the season had, you know, some interesting ideas on how he was going to use you moving forward. I saw him using you on the PK in practice. When you had your year-end meeting with Todd, you know, because he told us he kind of looks at you more as a guy who's a regular bottom six guy who can moonlight in the top six when need be. Is it refreshing to have a coach give you kind of that clear of a vision of how he sees you, and how do you see yourself in that format?
Yeah, it's obviously it's nice. I think me and Todd have great understanding, and he's a great communicator along with all the other coaches we have in Edmonton. And I think it was nice to have a sit down meeting with him and go through a process of where I fit this team moving forward. And I have no problem being that third, fourth line guy that can move up and down the lineup. I think if you look at the teams that are still playing hockey right now, they're deep teams, and deep teams are going to win. And I think with all the skill level we have in Edmonton, I think I fit in perfectly in that bottom six role.
Zach, I know I spoke to you after you were here for a few weeks, and you said mentally it's kind of one of the best spaces you'd been in maybe ever in the National Hockey League. You were in great shape. How did you feel when the season ended? How excited are you kind of now that you have this new lease on life with having things under control off the ice, that, you know, how much better do you think you can be as a player next year?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of improvements. I've had talks with Todd also on, I think I can give more. I think coming into Edmonton halfway through the season, there's a lot of things that happened that I kind of had to learn on the fly. But I'm really looking forward to getting the opportunity for a good summer under my belt of training and skating here and hitting the ground running in training camp. I feel with the lifestyle changes I've made, I'm kind of more immune to them now, and I'm getting used to this lifestyle. And obviously when things are all taken care of off the ice, it's easy to just go out and play hockey. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Zach Cassian joins us, signs a one-year extension with the Edmonton Oilers today. Zach, when you talk to Todd McClellan, I don't know if you mind sharing, what do you feel you can give more to the team next year?
Well, I think there were spurts. Obviously, there was the times where I played hard but crossed that line. I think I need to do a better job of staying composed. And I had a few altercations with refs, and that's something that I don't need in my game. I'm a player that I can take people off their game, and I can't have the refs take me off mine. So that's something I can prove on. And the penalty kill, I think it's one of those things I haven't done much of, but I've watched a lot, and I learned a lot, especially with the last 15 games or so. Getting a chance to do that, it's something I kind of want to relish in and solidify that and be a good PKer for this team.
Learning the penalty kill at the National Hockey League level is something going to be different. You're a very good skater, especially for a big man. And, you know, stops and starts are obviously a key of the penalty kill and just kind of anticipating the play. You know, you were always an offensive guy in junior, Zach, so I'm not sure if you did it. Did you penalty kill a lot even in junior or no?
A little bit, not too much. But really, penalty killing is one about hard work and willing to pay a price. And I think I have those attributes in my game. It's a matter of just learning the team systems and the back checks and the forward checks and the pistons we run on in zone. It's one of those things that over time, it's one of those things you just react.
So how do you – can you work on that in the off season? Like, do you watch film, or is it just something you need to do on the ice?
Well, it's one of those things, repetitions in practice, then getting into a game, obviously watching films, one of the things that we do a lot in Edmonton. But I think more so the repetitions of getting in and doing those in the practice slash game type is how you're going to improve. And that's when it comes more reactive.
Zach Cassian joins us. Zach, coming into Edmonton midway through the year, you didn't know a lot of the players, really. I know you and Taylor Hall were junior teammates, I think, for a half a season or something like that. You came in, and because of your situation, everybody knew about it. You know, you'd went to rehab. How was it fitting in to the team? I know some of the players talked about how, you know, they were really impressed by just how you handled everything. You still went out and socialized with the team up until a certain point and then said, hey, you know what, guys, I'm good. How was that for you off the ice this year?
It wasn't too bad. Obviously, there's changes that were made. So coming to Edmonton, there was a lot of new things that I had to go through. But the team was very supportive, and it's a good group of guys there. And it's a group that wants to win, and it's exciting to be a part of it moving forward. But all in all, the off-ice stuff was something that I kind of took it a day at a time. And I'm really excited to kind of grow those roots and have a good off season and hit the ground running next year.
Where do you off season at? Where do you train?
Actually, I'm in California. I rented a place in California. So it's tough to complain right now. I'm enjoying the sun and working out in West Hollywood. So the setup I'm having this summer is pretty good, and I'm looking forward to a good summer training.
Zach Cassian joins us. Now, outside of training, Zach, what do you do in the off season to keep you busy?
Not too much. I think I want to learn how to surf. It's one of those things. I'm scared of sharks, but I want to learn how to surf. So it's one of those things I got to kind of get over my fear of sharks and get in the water. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's about it. Just relax, enjoy time with friends and family.
You talked earlier about the depth that as you watch the playoffs, and you know, you see teams. Well, Pittsburgh's a prime example. Their third line right now is arguably, you know, their most productive line for sure. The HBK line, as they call it. And you know, you're a former top pick in the first round. You've obviously got skill, and not every top first round pick becomes a big point producer consistently in the National Hockey League. But we see it every year in the playoffs. You know, there's two or three guys on a team who produce maybe more than they would over the course of a regular season, because that ability is always there. And as a bigger body, Zach, whose game seems to be tailored when the games intensify, you know, that should almost play more into your game than maybe a November game in the regular season potentially. Can you plan for that? Like, do you feel you're a big game player?
Yeah, most definitely. I think if you look at the playoff series, it's a lot about wearing D down, wearing the other team down, chipping pucks in, strong on the cycle. It's in your face hockey. If you're looking, they let a lot more go in the playoffs than they do in the regular season. And I think it fits my game perfectly. Now it's just a matter of getting to the playoffs and showing what I can do.
And lastly, you had an opportunity just to, you know, to be a teammate of McDavid and the other skilled players on the Edmonton Oilers, and likely there's going to be some changes with Peter Chiarelli. What was the message McClellan gave you, not just as an individual, Zach, because I know you guys talked about it, what you wanted to do on the penalty kill and everything, but kind of maybe where the vision and the direction of the overall team is? What do you feel as a team you guys need to do to next year be in a legitimate playoff hunt and hopefully for Oilers fans in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, I didn't talk to Todd too much about that, but talking with a few of the players, we need to be a group that comes in hungry. I think if you look at the teams that get off to a good start in the season, there's going to be ups and downs, but if you can get a good first 10 games under your belt with a lot of wins, those bad bumps don't seem too bad. So it's very important for us to come in first in shape, first ready to compete in training camp, but then to follow that through and be ready opening night. I think that's something our team needs to focus on, especially with the new rink being built. There's going to be a big buzz around the city. The fans are going to be passionate, and it's time that we give them something, and it's very important for us.
Did you go on a tour of the new rink? What'd you think?
Yeah, I checked it out. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it looks pretty cool. It's big. It's going to be a building that the city's going to love for many years to come, and I'm excited to get that place rocking.
Well, Zach, good luck with surfing. I can tell you, if you pick the right places, there's likely no sharks are going to be there anyway. So you'll probably have good fun with it. It's challenging as all hell. I tried it in for about a two-week span in Belize, and by the end, I felt I was somewhat decent, that at least I wouldn't fall every few seconds. So enjoy that. It's challenging, and we'll see you in the fall.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.